Knucklehead.
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 9:30 Knucklehead with Brad and John.
What did you do now, Knucklehead?
White courtesy phone paging the 9:30 Knucklehead. White courtesy phone paging the 9:30 Knucklehead from Painfield Airport.
Well, the 9:30 Knucklehead runners up on the Brad and John Joe KISM begin with the guy in Alabama who operated a drug den and protected it with a squirrel, an attack squirrel that he methed up. He gave the squirrel meth so it would always be ready to go and be crazy and
climb a tree like you'd never see.
Yeah. Then we got the boxer who lost $30 million.
Yeah, I'd never heard of this guy's name before, but he was supposed to fight at Madison Square Garden on June 1st against Anthony Joshua for a $30 million payday, but he failed his drug test and missed his fight.
But our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today is the arsonist who got burned by her own cameras. That would be this woman in Del City, Oklahoma, this 59-year-old woman. She had a long-established, well-known feud with her neighbor over stuff, okay? It had been going on for quite some time. And at 2:45 in the afternoon, the neighbor's house is on fire.
That's fire time.
How'd that happen? So a fire department comes, they put that thing out, and they're like, well, this is a suspicious this deal. These two ladies hate each other. And
they go see her, and she's three-quarters of the way through a bottle of Boone's Farm.
Yeah. So they go, knock on gas can Gladys's door, and they say, can we see the video cameras from your house? And sure enough, yeah, they take a look at him. Sure enough, it shows old Gladys going over to her neighbor's house with a gas can or a rag or a towel on fire, throwing it over the fence and starting to. And the house just was a loss. It was a complete loss because of the fire.
I'm sure when they checked her purse, they found one of her six lighters in there and knew that something was up.
Our 9:30 Knucklehead winner today. Thank you to the Rockfish Grill and the Anacortes Brewery.